Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
See, now, right there, they should have, the staff of the highball should have looked at the people that weren't saying that and know those are the people they need to get rid of. They just made multiple announcements to keep it down in the back, and guess what's going on in the back? They're not keeping it down. All right, so I forget, from year to year, like, do they usually settle down at some point? Or is it bad the whole time? What about the shaking cocktails right 10 feet from me? We're at the highball, for Christ's sake. That's right, we're in Austin, Texas. It's Friday, September 22nd, 2017, day two of Fantastic Fest. Are you guys having a fantastic fest?
Yes!
Did people that live here in Austin but don't have badges at the festival get into here today? Good. That's exactly how I want it to go. I get messages from people saying, if I show up, am I going to get in? I'm like, yeah, I think so. I don't want to get anybody mad at me. Also, we at Cap City the other night, I ate like one macaroni cheese ball and got two complaints on Twitter from people saying they don't like hearing me eat food on a podcast. I know, I wrote back, I've been doing this show 11 years, can I have one fucking cheese ball? It must have been 30 seconds of torture for that guy. And don't forget that, oh look, there's the hoverboard again. Don't forget that if you're thinking you can get away with using your festival badge as a name tag, it's not going to fly. I want to see some genuine name tags. I know we got Sister Act 2 Zach in the Habit in the front row, because I saw that one on the internet today. No Caitlin for Old Men. I've seen that one before, haven't I? What's yours say, dude?
Magnificent Seven?
And they did quiet down in the back, by the way, which is awesome. Unlike those fucking crickets out at Meltdown Comics in LA, I can't get them to ever shut up. What's this Star Wars one right here?
The Force of Jenkins.
The Force of Jenkins. You guys make me sadder with each one I say out loud. What's this Back to the Future one? It's Zack to the Future. All right. That's what I suggested to Zack in the Hood over here. And he's like, did it already. Didn't get picked. But that nun costume, and then it says, whoopee, in big letters at the top. And then what's that a bowl of?
Donuts.
Donuts? In a bowl? Donut holes in a bowl. All right. I think that guy's the living dead. All right. Thanks to everybody who brought name tags, and thanks to everybody for coming in here to the bar on a Friday afternoon to watch this. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies, is back at the aforementioned Cricket Room in Meltdown Comics on Monday night, October 2nd. Then St. Louis on Saturday, October 7th. L.A. Podfest at 6 o'clock on Sunday, October 8th. That's the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Kansas City, Missouri, October 12th. Atlanta, October 15th. Oh, goes on and on and on. Raleigh, Phoenix, and more. Plus, Doug Loves Movies is back right here in Cap City in Austin on Monday, December 18th, as part of the Tate Crazy Nights tour, where Jeff Tate and I are going to do Doug Loves Movies in 8 cities in 8 days from Los Angeles to Orlando, December 13th through 20th, and the 18th will be here in Austin. For more info on these shows and more, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's Doug Loves Movies.
Everyone in the back is like, what is happening? we're in standing room only during a cult meeting. I brought a prize bag, and of course the bag is the Fantastic Fest bag that they gave me yesterday. I'm kind of sad to part with it because it's a fez with a giant eye on it, or a giant fez with a regular size eye on it. I don't know, however you want to look at it. But I put a bunch of stuff in here. Let's see what we've got. We've got a card from Getting Dug with High. We got this is nice. When I was at Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I got a poncho so you can walk around in the rain. So I'm giving that away. One of my CDs. A book that was made by, the art in the book is by a friend of mine who's a regular on the show. His name's Doogie Horner. And the book's coming out soon. It's called Kid Authors. And there's illustrations throughout of a bunch of famous authors, like what they look like and what they did when they were children. It looks cool and cute, and I can't wait to not read it. And no, he's going to send me one to keep. That's a giveaway one. This might come in handy here in Austin because, you know, weed is not as legal as it should be. And this is one of those bags that it's got like a, you could put your weed in it. It's got a safety lock on it. You know what I mean? So you could like leave the house, go, hey, kids, play with this for a while. They can't get into it. They just have fun with a white bag. And this is pretty cool. It's funny how the restrooms are placed just so that everyone has to just cruise by me trying to go to the bathroom. I'll try not to comment when it happens. But I got this from the hotel room. I think you're allowed to take these. It's Celebrate Austin with Willie Nelson, an Austin original. And he's playing in town tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for coming to this instead, but you still get to go home with a little Willie. Or maybe you're doing both. Who's doing both? Okay, probably not. But just in case you were, and you met up with Willie after the show and you needed something to smoke out of, here's a rubber peacemaker pipe with Christmas style. All of that, plus the stuff brought by my guests, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Joe Parsons, Eric Vespi, and Alex Diamond! Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Let's talk to you individually.
All right.
You're last.
Fair enough.
Let's start with our first timer, the guest on the show that's here for the first time. You know him as Quint on the Ain't It Cool News website. Please give it up for Eric Vespi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
So excited to have you on the show, and you obviously know a lot about movies, and you seemed back in the green room. You seemed a little bit cocky, but also unsure, which is probably
that's how I go through life.
Perfect though. Attitude.
Yeah.
Why not be a combination of Luke and Han? You don't have to be one or the other.
Obviously, when you see me in person, that's what you think of. I'm somewhere in between Luke and Han Solo.
Yeah. All right. And how are you enjoying the festival so far? Did you see something last night?
I did, but if we're going to be talking about what I saw last, I will be jumping in ahead of the game.
Oh, you're telling me as the host to save that question for later?
It's cool. If you,
it is kind of unfair to say what have you seen at the festival, because you probably have only seen like one thing so far.
Because it's only day two.
This is day two. What do you? Let me ask you this: what are you looking forward to seeing the most? Over the next 9 days.
I'd say a movie that I'm missing doing this podcast right now, actually. Anna and the Apocalypse is the one that I'm really psyched to see.
Yeah, that's like a violent apocalypse musical?
It's a high school musical Christmas zombie movie.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I say apocalypse, you say zombie, you know. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it always the apocalypse when there are zombies? Or could they be?
It wasn't quite in like Shaun of the Dead. Life went on after that.
Game of Thrones.
Now listen, Joe. I said we were going to talk to you last. Take your HBO bullshit out of here. Let's also say hello, folks, to you know him from mornings here in Austin, 101X. It's Alex Diamond.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello. That. Alex D on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said it makes me sound like a wedding DJ, so thanks for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I think you put that on that's your bio on your Twitter.
Well, yeah, if a famous
is that quote.
Yeah, if a famous person says something even slightly disparaging about me, I got to make it my bio, right?
Well, then I hope you run into somebody more famous than I. Cuz now I don't feel quite so honored anymore. But thanks for being back. You won the other night. Wednesday night at Cap City, you were the winner, so I said, can you come back Friday? And here we are.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
How do you feel pressure? You feel like there's extra pressure because you're a previous champion?
Every time I feel pressure. Yeah, I make sure to pee right before the show so I don't pee my pants on stage.
That is a great way to do that.
Yeah.
Anytime you think you're going to be in a tense situation, go ahead and go first.
Right?
And then you won't pee yourself.
Never.
There's people probably sitting in plane crashes going, well, I'm not peeing myself. I went already. I'm going to be the driest body they find. Terrible. That's not Friday afternoon humor, you guys. We're all just trying to enjoy the weekend. And finally, last and also last, it's Joe Parsons! Star of Master Pancake Theater.
Oof, star is a strong word for
well,
what I
you
do.
Well, you know, I like to upgrade everybody.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my business card now.
Yeah, Alex has his own radio show there on 101X. I'll even mention those other losers. And Eric is in charge of Ain't It Cool News.
Nice.
I just decided that.
Sweet, I'll have to change my business cards now.
Yes, I'm finally changing the 101X website.
So you have participated in a tournament of championships on Douglas Movies.
I'm still bitter about the loss.
You are? For real?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember it, but...
All right, let's hear the particulars.
We're playing Leonard Maltin, and the movie at the end of it ended up being Soul Plane. And because it's an ensemble cast, the last person mentioned was Snoop Dogg. And at the time, like in the order of it, it just...
In the Leonard's listing, he put Snoop last.
Snoop was last.
But in the credits, it was probably like, and very special guest star, Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Is what you're trying to say.
But it also kind of gave the movie away, because at the time, he hadn't really been in that many movies.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that his name was last in the cast list appropriately.
Yeah.
But that tipped it. You know that immediately it's Soul Plane.
Yeah.
And you're told that the 16th name in the list is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I'm still not over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who beat you out in that circumstance?
Who was it to beat
Oh,
me
wow.
Out?
You really are torn up about this.
I think... No, I was...
What
I think
team
was,
did we lose the Super Bowl to again?
I think it was Brad Williams.
Okay, that sounds right.
I think that was right.
Yeah. He's been on the show.
Yeah.
Not for a long time.
I was on there with him, but
he was,
yeah.
He was just there for a short time. He's a small man, you guys.
I liked it.
Should have just said wee man. He was a fierce competitor as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They both died.
Sounds like a threat.
All right. Well, thank you guys, all of you, for being here. I always have a couple of questions I like to ask before, I try to ask before we get into the game portion of the show. So we'll start with Alex, because maybe you already told me the answer the other night.
I don't know.
Have you seen a movie since Wednesday?
I just walked out of a movie, so yes.
You did? You didn't like it?
No, I loved it.
It was Why'd you walk out? Because it was over. I'm going to start telling people that from now on.
Yeah.
I just saw a movie. Did you like it? Yeah, but I walked out.
After the credits.
As soon as the credits were done. Stupidly thought there'd be a bonus scene.
Yeah.
I saw Kingsman last night.
How was it?
The Golden Circle, and there's no bonus scenes.
Oh.
That's the only spoiler I'll give.
Okay.
Is you can go ahead and split during when the credits start, if you're that kind of person.
Is it awesome?
I'm not going to say anything more.
Okay.
I want people to have at least a few days to,
all right,
you know,
fair enough,
feel good about their decisions. I love the first Kingsman too much.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm too into it.
Okay.
And that can hurt your enjoyment of a movie that's like, what? Why is this happening? Is something that crossed my mind a few times.
So clearly you loved it.
Like, well, my number one that popped into my head is criminal misuse of Jeff Bridges. When Jeff Bridges shows up in a movie, he's going to be doing something.
Yeah.
And that's not the case in this movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Just a little bit of slurring his words and then he's off the screen?
Yeah, I think he's always got a cocktail in his hand,
right,
a cowboy hat nearby, and...
So he showed up in character.
Shot all of his scenes in one location, I think. Mm. For some reason in the trailer, I got the impression that he's in action scenes in the movie.
Right.
He is not.
Huh.
He's like M. Like, he's just sitting around in an office.
That's too bad. Exactly. Exactly.
That was me watching it and then me talking about it. Both things put me to sleep. But, you know, it's got some really cool parts, and like I said, I've said too much. I hate it when I'm really looking forward to something, and the opening weekend, the first person you talk to, I didn't like it. It wasn't that good. You're just already like, no. And that's why I never saw, which Star Trek was it? The third one?
Yeah.
I did eventually, but it took a long time, because it came out, and I was like, a new Star Trek's here, a new Star Trek's here, and people were like, meh, and then I was like, oh, first of all, meh is not film criticism, get some words together, but then secondly, now I don't want to go, and then I didn't, you know, and you got to see those things on the big screen. It was,
right.
It was dumb to wait and watch it on a plane. I was sitting on the plane going, this is stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, I defend meh. As film criticism, I've seen some movies like that where it's just a chore, and you get out of it and you're like, "Well, I watched a movie."
All right. Well, that movie was a chore is more interesting to hear than okay. Meh.
Fair enough.
I'll put you in your place. All right, Eric, you can finally answer the question we're all dying to know.
I mean, I didn't answer the question.
The suspense.
But...
Can I answer for?
Well, that's great. I'm
going to
keep this suspense going. What's what's yours, Alex?
I just saw Mary and the Witch's Flower, which is a new animated Japanese movie. It was so good, so beautiful. It's like a company that spun off from Studio Ghibli, so it mm-hmm. has like that level of quality to the animation and stuff. Yeah, it's fantastic. Can't recommend it enough.
It's and playing like, here at the festival.
It is playing at the festival, and if you're like, oh, God, so much blood and boobs. Why can't I just watch a children's movie at this festival that I paid a bunch of money to see bloods and boobs for? You can go see that.
Yeah, and if you want to get away from blood and boobs and anime, you could see Gilbert.
Yes, it's so good.
The Gilbert Godfrey movie is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to him physically being here at the festival and seeing him interact with people.
Especially, yeah, after you
see him.
Because
he's not great at it.
Yeah.
But that's part of what's so great about
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
That's what makes him so funny.
There's no boobs in that one?
In Gilbert?
Yeah.
No. Oh, his wife's right. hanging around, but she keeps her clothes on.
Meh.
Some find it heartwarming. I call it meh. No, it's just really, you get kind of surprised by how the humanity that, of a guy who's just normally just a screaming comedian and a voice of a duck.
Yeah. I thought he was a parrot, and then that movie really changed the
you
whole
really,
thing
yeah,
for
you
me.
Go, oh shit, I did not know Aladdin was not real. Mm-hmm. I thought this fellow was a parrot. Mm-hmm. The role of Iago is played by Gilbert Godfrey. Okay, so now, Eric, you can finally answer.
It's going to be a very disappointing answer, even though it's a pretty decent movie, because nobody listening to this is going to have any chance to see this movie, I don't think.
Ever?
Probably not. It's a Russian movie called Salyut 7. Nobody even here at Fantastic Fest. Oh, there we go. A couple. It's essentially Russia's answer to Apollo 13, where they're taking a real-life cosmonaut mishap that they had to fix on the fly. And, you know, fix it on the fly. But it's done kind of with the tone of Armageddon. So there's all this crazy, like, super Russian, you know, patriotism going on throughout the whole thing. But it shot like a Michael Bay movie out of Russia. So,
like American propaganda? Like a Michael Bay movie?
Yes, no, that's what I said. It's like the Russian version of that. Huh. And, yeah, even to the point where it's like the stupid Americans can't, you know, get their shit done right in space. But the, you know, the Soviet cosmonauts are the real super awesome heroes. So
yeah, so that's a reason no one's ever going to see it.
Yeah, yeah,
you probably. You can't make a movie that shits on America.
There's a little budding respect by the end of it, but definitely not on the Soviet side.
But overall, you think it was a good movie?
It's fun. I mean, it's cool that it's like a big action-y, you know, super high production value thing. But yeah, I don't see it being something that people like demand to go watch.
Your review is basically good for them for trying.
Yeah. I think it's a really fun Fantastic Fest movie. I don't know if it's going to be something that spreads outside of the festival.
Okay. Is there an example of that in the past at this festival that you could think of? Because I always see these things, you know, slip out into the world at some point. Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's always something that I see here that never gets out, or if it does, it's like quietly slipped to DVD. The one that jumped to mind is a really good movie many years ago called The Substitute. I don't know if anybody saw that, but it was like a foreign movie about a substitute teacher who's an alien. So it's a little bit Invaders from Mars or whatever, and it's about the kids figuring it out. And yeah, and it, like, Dimension bought it and put it to DVD. That's about the extent of it, yeah.
All right. Joe?
The last movie I saw was Hell or High Water. I just saw that last night. Speaking of Jeff Bridges, slurring his way through the movie.
Terrific actor.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really good.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected either. So that was a pleasant surprise.
You didn't know Chris Pine was going to be in it?
No, he was actually really good.
He's always
he is always good.
I think he's a good
except
actor.
Except in that Star Trek 3. But no, he was really good in that. It's a really like subdued performance. It was fantastic. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Took me a year and a half to see it, but I got there, baby.
You did it.
I did it.
What's next on your queue?
Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I wish. No, actually, I will be seeing the My Little Pony movie in the theater. I have kids, I promise.
That's your... I promise.
Yeah, start with that.
I expected you all to believe me.
Sure. I
they
honestly,
are my kids that I have.
I have a date.
Some kids that I'm holding.
Yeah.
And so you have to take them to the movies, and they just...
They're fellow bronies.
So you're going to see it tomorrow?
I think it's out October, like, 2nd or something like that. I don't know. It's out in October, first week of October.
Well, treat yourself to an adult movie between now and then.
I hope
you deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, pal.
Would you really sit and watch that thing, or do you just hang out in the lobby?
I mean, you get roped into some of this stuff when you, like, so my 4-year-old daughter really likes My Little Pony, and of all the kids' shows that she watches, it's actually not the worst. So, yeah, I can deal with it.
This is how it starts.
It really is.
Yeah, that's how you become a brony.
I mean, that's how she was conceived, if that matters, but...
Whoa.
Is that too much?
You made love to your wife Little Pony style? Stop it. Individual laughs are so great when somebody just stands out from the crowd. As long as it doesn't happen repeatedly, then that person just seems crazy. But every once in a while, it's nice to hear one person enjoying it way more than everybody else.
Yeah, you can't. That would happen. That happens a lot at our shows because we watch. We make jokes during movies, and so there's a bit of a timing element to it. And sometimes it's something really tickling somebody. I can't. Derail is not the right word because it's so fun when it happens. But
yeah, yeah, it's a fun. It's as fun as heckling can get. Like that's the highest end of the positive end of heckling is laughing too loud at something. But when somebody laughs too loud, like 4 or 5 jokes in a row, I'm like, okay. Like it just happened on a show in Portland, and the lady was just laughing way too hard at everything. It was like, well, this person's way too easy of an audience, and it's going to get irritating to everyone around her because everything I'm saying is not a punchline, including when I pointed out to her that she's laughing too much. She laughed very hard at that. And she also laughed very hard at, you're going to have to leave. And no, you can't have a refund really cracked her up. But she was super day drunk, and it was awesome. And I salute her. One more question, fellas. This is the tougher one. Didn't even get to it on Wednesday night, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Best movie I've never seen.
The best movie you've never seen.
Yeah. And you can pass it for now if you needed time to think.
Have you seen...
I know I'm springing this on you.
I've
seen a lot of movies. You don't know which ones I've seen.
That's totally true. That worries me.
You have no idea what I've seen.
I'm going to try to keep it drafthousey. Have you seen Borgman? It's a European movie.
I have not.
Okay. It's really good, really strange.
Now, you know really good would be a notch below great.
Fair enough.
And that would probably be below best.
Yeah.
So you're really sticking your neck out on this one?
I like this movie a
lot. Because I will reach out to you directly.
Oh, no.
If it's not the best. No, that is one that would certainly qualify as something I haven't seen that I've heard mostly, you know, all good things about.
Yeah, I love it. It's in a vending machine right over there. So go pick it up today. Not you necessarily, but everybody.
Netflix is in a vending machine?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Because that's an easier way to get me to...
Right.
Like, if I had a choice between watching them on Netflix or buying it out of a vending machine, I'd watch it on Netflix.
That's fair.
Like, it's much easier for me.
Yeah.
Eric, what is in your opinion, the best movie I've never seen? Like a hidden gem.
I'm vacillating between two movies. There's one that's really fun and one that's just really awesome that should get more recognition. Which one do you want?
You know what? I will dare to ask you to tell us about both.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because everyone will just be in suspense if you don't.
All right, I'm going to go the old one first. It's an Ilya Kazan movie called Panic in the Streets.
Ooh.
It is all about a CDC guy that has to solve a murder. It's like a film noir. Because the guy, played by Jack Palance, is a young thug that kills somebody. He also happens to have the plague. So he infected the body, and they have 24 hours to find him before the plague spreads across New Orleans, which is where they shot. And they didn't actually shoot it in a stage like they did most of movies around then. It's all location, like New Orleans, early 1950s New Orleans.
Okay, well, that reminds me. I'll be at Cafe Istanbul in New Orleans. on November something.
But you haven't seen that one, though.
Have not. No, that's a. I mean, you know, as soon as you came out of the gate with Elia Kazan, I was already like, you know, I'd seen a lot of his granddaughter's movies. But is that her relation to him?
I think Zoe that's Kazan? Right. Yeah.
Is she his granddaughter?
Sure.
Okay. You saw The Big Sick, right?
Of course.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. All right, so Kumail, now Johnny's hosting Saturday Night Live.
I saw, that's crazy.
Yeah. Last year he was on this stage, and now he's hosting Saturday Night Live.
So which one of us is going to host SNL next?
I would say nobody.
That's a safe bet.
Nobody of this group seems to be in line for that. But, you know, I don't know, we would have joked around about him hosting it a couple years ago. Yeah. So good for him. What's the other one, though, the other movie?
This is
the fun one?
It is. It's very fun.
Yeah,
it's,
I like fun.
It doesn't... Like, I'm going to tell you the title, and you're going to say that sounds like a Merchant Ivory movie, but it's not. It's called Figures in the Landscape. It's an early 70s movie that starts with two convicts chained together running from a black helicopter, and those two convicts are Robert Shaw and Malcolm McDowell pre-Clockwork Orange. And so it's like this chase movie where you don't know why they're being chased. You just know they're escaped convicts.
What's it called again?
Figures in the Landscape. But what's really cool about it is that Robert Shaw wrote the screenplay, and he plays it so nuts. Like, this isn't a good guy that's escaped. Like, he and Malcolm McDowell are, like, legit, like, should be behind bars, prison. Like, they murder people along the way. It's like, it's a crazy movie that nobody
has seen. Sounds fun.
Yeah. It would be a really good Fantastic Fest movie. So.
Okay. Well, you should talk to one of the programmers and make that happen.
Cause then, you know any?
Because then I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Because how else would I see it, you think?
I think Kino put out, like, a Blu-ray a couple, a year or two ago.
Okay.
Maybe? It's not on Netflix, so.
Yeah, right? I'll go. I'm gonna go Blu-ray shopping. Yeah. Or I guess you could everything you get over the internet now, right? I just need a Blu-ray player first.
That would help, yes.
Joe,
Have you ever seen Captain's Courageous with Spencer Tracy?
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good call. That's definitely one that's like fallen out of my. I've never really watched it, you know, seen clips and stuff.
It played Butnumathon 1 year. I'm not sure if you.
That
were there
was
that
was pre me because I've been going to Butnumathon like 4 years, so it must have been like before that. And that's a good one.
It's excellent.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm writing that one down too.
Not mine. I noticed.
If only we could record this.
Did you say it's in black and white?
Yeah, it is in black and white.
They haven't colorized it?
No. Well, maybe.
Is Pixar going to make a version of it?
Spencer Tracy.
I do love Spencer Tracy. He is great. Yeah. And it does, that does, movie does seem like fun.
He won the Oscar for that, right? He was at least nominated. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You're actually literally writing it down now.
No, I just remembered I got some laundry that I have to that I have to pick up. All right, guys, you've answered my questions as you know as honestly as possible, and I appreciate that. And so now is the part of the show where I say, "Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin." I've, devised a series of games for you guys to play to determine who's going to win this stuff. I can't believe I never asked you. Were you guys thinking when I said I have two questions, were you like, one of them's what's in the prize bag?
I was.
What'd you bring for the prize bag? Yeah, sometimes I forget to do that part, so let's do that real quick. Starting with Alex, what'd you bring for... prize material today?
Well, it wouldn't be Alex at Doug Loves Movies if I didn't bring some VHS tapes out of my trunk. So, today we're keeping the kids thing going. Some good, some eh. And we have The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney animated one. We have The Prince of Egypt. Oh, shit, Jeff Goldblum's in that. We should have mentioned that on Wednesday.
Oh, you know what? Somebody wrote to me on Twitter and said that... if you're playing Jeff Goldblum in Last Man Stanton, you should have in your pocket Nashville. Mm.
Oh, shit.
Where he played Tricycle Man or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll probably forget.
But yeah.
Still need to know that, you know, that would be a good one.
Yeah, and I have Fantasia, perhaps one of the greatest animated movies of all time.
Is it the best one that I haven't seen?
Have you not seen Fantasia?
I've seen Fantasia. Okay. Yeah, Fantasia's good.
I also brought Skylanders Superchargers Starter Pack. I hope the winner has a PS4, because otherwise, go fuck yourself. What are you going to do with this? But it comes with three little figures you can use in the game, and a portal of power. So, hey.
Are people into that?
It's... Yeah. Right?
That was the best we got. Sure. Sure.
I didn't bring
I'd be
it.
Into that.
I didn't bring it because people are into it.
Oh, okay. You're just getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I made a new little perler bead creation. I made little Doug's heads for Wednesday's show to give away. And because it's Fantastic Fest and like every movie has blood and boobs, and I didn't want my fiance seeing me making crafting boobs at our kitchen table, I made a little blood spatter that's kind of the Watchmen thing. So you get to take that home with you.
Thanks, Alex. He brought stuff that he doesn't want and that stuff that he made personally. What a wonderful contribution. Eric?
I brought a Blu-ray of The Witch. Ooh. Or yes. Or as I call it, The Vavitch.
Was that a Fantastic Fest movie?
I believe so, yeah.
I think so,
Black
yeah.
Phillip became a thing that year. Everybody was talking about
it. Yeah, everybody loved it.
Are there good special features on that? I'm kind of dying to know how they made this.
Audio thing. Commentary with director Robert Eggers.
Ooh.
The Witch, A Primal Folklore. Salem Panel Q&A and Design Gallery.
Huh. All right.
The Design Gallery is the real hook there, I think. speaking of Kingsman, I just did the junket in London, and I have a challenge coin for the Kingdom... The Golden Circle that has the Statesman whiskey symbol on the other side.
Nice.
It's heavy and nice looking. I got a Fallout 4 little tchotchke thing. One of the, I don't know, little dudes that you got in, I don't know, those packs that you don't know what you're getting. You know what I mean? You're supposed
yeah.
to collect them all.
I know boxes. Exactly what you mean.
the first year that Fantastic Fest did pins, we had three exclusive pins that you could only get by trading with Alamo employees, and I have a full set of those here, these three. So these are like the rarest of the Alamo pins that you can
cool.
get. So,
that's very nice.
Yeah. And to top it off, I also brought the Great Wall novelization.
Wow.
So I'm sure there's so much more depth in the novelization.
I like how they format. Crop out his ponytail from the book cover.
Yeah, it like looks like a Bourne.
Pretend it never happened.
Yeah, it looks like a Bourne cover now. Yeah.
Eric, what's a Great Wall book that I've never read?
A Great Wall book?
Pass all that stuff down here. Thank you so much. Yeah, Alex is too. Oh, I love that you brought a giant bag for everything. This is going to be good for consolidation purposes in case the winner has to fly somewhere. And Joe Parsons?
I brought a Texas Forever t-shirt. The proceeds from this went to Hurricane Harvey relief. I brought Owen Edgerton's book. Owen's one of our guys that does Master Pancake with us, and this is his latest novel, and it's a humdinger. And I also brought a Achtung Fresh Hops IPA. It's a new beer from Austin Beer Works, which is a local brewery. All of this in a Book People bag that came with a bumper sticker.
Why do you think Achtung? That seems a little aggressive.
It does.
For a beer can.
I don't think you should drink anything that says danger on it, but
that's
there we
what
are.
Achtung means, danger?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like warning.
Caution.
Yeah.
I thought it meant like, hey, we're here and we're Nazis. So look out.
Basically the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, and so now, look at that. We've consolidated everything down to two, one extremely heavy large bag, and then another bag. Somebody's going home with all of this stuff tonight. The winner from Wednesday night is here, right? There you are. And you didn't even bring a name tag. You're like, I'm going to just lay out of this because I won already. And you posted a picture of your winnings on the internet, and I reposted it on Instagram if people want to look and see the dazzling array of shit that he had to carry home and arrange on his bed or wherever you did. How'd you do that picture?
Kitchen table.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Alex. Alex won for you. All right.
You're welcome now, for all the garbage.
Now we're going to find out who Alex is playing for today because you guys brought name tags. Gentlemen, pick which one you'd like to play for. Go physically grab the name tag you would like to use. And while you do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message.
Today's episode is also brought to you in part by the LA Podcast Festival. Have you ever wanted to see Doug Loves Movies live? Well, this is your chance. We're recording a live podcast at the LA Podcast Festival this October. Not only will DLM be there, but we'll be there with a ton of other great live podcasts, including My Favorite Murder, The Dollop, The Jackie and Laura Show, and loads more comedy podcasts. Mark your calendars for October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And come on down to the beautiful and historic Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. This hotel was home to the Academy Awards way back in the 1930s. This is a special gathering because it is a 100% independent event produced for podcasters for podcast fans. I've always had a great time. I think I've been to, how many times have I been to the LA Podcast Festival? At least three, maybe four. And it's always a great time. I'm always able to get great guests because there's other people not only doing their podcast at the festival, but it's in Los Angeles. So go to lapodfest.com and buy your tickets now. Feels like it's going to be a long year, so make sure you have some laughter scheduled into it. Don't miss us and a ton of others. Go to lapodfest.com and buy your tickets now. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. There was some controversy during the break. Because
I needed the merest suggestion, and I would have gone for it.
Yeah, Joe picked a name tag, and then I was feeling bad for the hoverboard guy. But of course, Jenkins is a good name tag. It's got lights on it.
Went to a lot of effort
on
this one.
It's a good choice, so I'm glad you didn't screw that guy over.
I'm a sucker for crafting.
Yeah, there you go. What do you got there, Eric?
I got McLennan and me, which is...
super disturbing.
So,
it's awful.
Yeah, that's why I love it so much. So
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. I asked myself, what would Paul Rudd pick if he was up here? And he would have picked this. So.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is a huge Mac and Me fan. That's true. That is a good point. He should do like
like James Franco did with Disaster Artist and make a movie where he plays the maker of Mac and Me.
Oscar.
Yeah. Right?
First.
Alex?
I got Zack to the Future.
Yes!
Yeah, using the...
With a lightsaber attached to it. I don't know if that tracks, really.
A copyright distinct lightsaber. a light sword, probably. Using the classic, just put stuff over the picture usage of Photoshop. The Z is just on top of the B. There's no... It's just no attempts there to make it look natural. But I love it.
It's not Photoshop, it's decoupage.
Yeah. It's MS Paint in its last throws.
Can you hit the button on the lightsaber
and
let us hear what
it
sounds like? Whee!
Why does it sound like an electric shaver?
Yeah.
Oh, it's officially a space sword.
Oh, okay.
It says it right on the sword to keep it cool.
General Electric space sword and shaver. And very good job. Well, 2 out of 3 of the signs light up, but that Mac and Me, that just...
It lights up your heart.
Naturally lights up everything. Turn on... What did Mac and Me have anything like a heart light like E.T. had?
No, he
similar...
just liked McDonald's a lot.
Yeah.
He could
That's the same thing.
Inflate his face like like Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah, he was really into whistling some tunes.
Yeah, his whistle
and having
would
a crazy
do something.
Whistle face.
And he wiggled his ears a lot.
Yes. Yep.
Basically just as good as lighting up.
Yeah, we got to the bottom of that one.
All right, you guys. We're going to start with a game called Characters Welcome. I'll name characters played by one actor and one actor alone. Could be a lady, could be a man. Guess as often as you like. This is just between the people on stage. As soon as someone gets it, you know, you're the winner. You name this movie. I mean, this actor. Got it?
Ready.
This performer was credited in a movie as playing, well, I guess this gives away the sex right away, Man in Hat. Do you have any guesses of any actors who have ever played a man?
See, I want to say Mike Myers, but he was only ever a cat in a hat, so it doesn't make sense.
I mean, if we were talking about the Grammy Awards, you could guess LL Cool J. Because he's always the man in the hat.
Or Pharrell.
This actor, yeah, big hat. This actor also played security guard.
Lou Ferrigno.
Ooh.
That's a great guess.
That's a good guess.
He certainly has the ability to play either of those roles.
Oh, Stan Lee?
No, that's true. Oh. Like Stan Lee cameos in those movies. Do they give him little weird descriptions of whatever it was?
Like
strip club DJ and creep in the promenade or whatever. All right, I love those. I heard he's gonna stop doing those.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's recorded like 5 already that are still.
He's banked
to
a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, this actor also played a character named Curly.
Gene Hackman?
Jack Palance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No and no.
Hmm.
I'm just trying to read this next name. I hope I get it right.
Will Sasso?
Oh, that's
good.
Oh, yes, because he was in the Three Stooges movie. Yeah. Very good. Hmm. Carl Rodd? Someone named Jack.
Robin Williams.
Yes, he starred as Jack. Another one, Old Man. So this guy is very versatile. He's gone from Man in Hat to Old Man.
But not Old Man in Hat.
Yeah. This one might give it away. He also played a character called Toot Toot.
Oh, it's Orson Welles.
No. I say no before I realize it's a joke answer. All right, you guys. This actor has also played someone named Lucky. And?
Harry Dean Stanton.
That is it! Harry Dean Stanton!
We were all so close on the Marvel security guards. The last Marvel security guard.
Yeah, Toot.
He
Toot.
Was a janitor, I think.
Toot is his character in Green Mile.
I guess
none of you are that into Green Mile. I thought that would give it away if you were a fan of that movie. And then Lucky, of course, is what'll be his final leading role, I think, comes out in a couple of weeks. And then I was going to finish it off. If you guys still didn't know at this point, I was going to say, and he was in an episode of 2 1/2 Men in which he played Harry Dean Stanton. So then it would have been a game of just who yells out Harry Dean Stanton.
I probably would have thought it was a trick.
After hearing it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting when they have movies scheduled that are like stopping and starting, you know, while this is going on, because the place got considerably less full.
Yeah, it's a real confidence builder.
Because people went to, you know, because they've got movies they got to go see that are starting, you know, but it's still... it's funny to me how much emptier it is, but there was never a moment where everyone got up and left. Mm. They did it in the stealthiest way possible, or I've just been like staring down the whole time and just haven't been paying attention.
I thought it was people protesting that their signed or that their name tags.
Yeah, our name tags that we didn't even bring also did not get picked. What kind of mind police are we dealing with? No, they went off to see more fantastic movies, and God bless them for that. If somebody comes up to me and says, I missed your show because I was seeing a movie, how can Doug, who loves movies, argue about that? Like, if you skip out to go to a funeral, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Doug loves funerals.
Because that person's going to stay dead. But
yeah. Maybe
you're going to a movie that's like a revival screening one night only or something.
Doug loves funerals is a terrible podcast. I would not recommend it.
Well, because I don't love them. That's why it's so bad.
I love my wife, but if you blew me off to go see my wife, I might be upset as well.
Two of them that close together? My wife! What are you trying to do to me? Let's play Ron Benedict's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Who won that last one? Eric? Okay, so Eric gets to go first. And then we'll go to Joe and then Alex. And each round we start with somebody new so everybody gets a chance to go first. I'll name an actor. You name what you think is in their top three box office of all time domestic according to boxofficemojo.com. And you each get one guess in order, and you can't guess the same movie, obviously. And you're trying to get the number one movie. So we'll start with Eric, an actress that, who knows, maybe she's only been in like 7 movies so far. Hailee Steinfeld.
I know what movie I want to say, but I'm not sure if it's the highest one. My favorite of hers, I'm going to go with it even though I know it's not number one, is True Grit.
True Grit.
Did make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to make excuses for your answers.
This is going to get real interesting because I know 3 Hailee Steinfeld movies.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you know, you guys are way ahead of a lot of people that have been on this show. Some people would have been stumped at this point, but at least you can name one.
All right, and I'm going to go with Ender's Game.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Edge of 17 because that's what I got left.
All right, well, here's how it breaks down. Joe gets 1 point because her 3rd highest grossing movie is called Ender's Game.
Nice.
Good job. Eric gets 2 points because number 2 is True Grit. And Alex is left in the dust because her number 1 movie is Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Edge of 17 came in 17th on a list of, she's only been in six films.
You should keep.
And it's still 17th on the list. I guess any movie where they say the words Haley or Steinfeld would count. All right, next round. Joe gets to start, then Alex, then Eric. This is an actor who came up earlier. The great Jeff Bridges. What's in Jeff Bridges' top three? Yeah, I'd leave the room too. It's suspenseful.
It's intense. I mean, popularity doesn't always equal box office.
Who said that? Einstein?
I think that's right. I think that's something like that. I mean, it had such legs to it, I can't deny it, so I have to say Big Lebowski. Like, okay. It played for so long, I feel like it's...
Okay.
I'm gonna say Tron?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Tron.
what do you want from me?
Does my voice sound like I approve of that answer? Eric?
True Grit.
Okay, I don't know what you're doing, but... I barely know what I'm doing. Coming in at number one for Jeff Bridges, you gotta picture him bald. Iron Man.
Of course.
Iron Man. Now, that's a great example, and I can use this. It won't be a spoiler to say this, because everybody knows Iron Man. In Iron Man... Like, of course he turns out to be the villain of the movie because he's a huge star and his part is dumb until he turns out to be the villain of the movie. So that's how I felt about, what you call it, his part in Kingsman. It's like, when's he going to do something? Coming in number two, from 1976, King Kong.
Really?
Yeah, that movie did quite well, and then you adjust it and bam! It's right up there with Iron Man. And coming in at number three, 1 point for Eric, it's True Grit.
Man.
I'm eking it out.
Now, Alex knows from the IMDb game that, you know, themes can emerge in these games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can sometimes figure stuff out. And Alex gets to go first for this third round, final round. There'll be a tiebreaker if we need one. Could be anybody's game. Josh Brolin.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna say Guardians of the Galaxy on that one.
Okay, I recently made a guest say Volume One for the full title, but of course it wasn't real. It wasn't called that. I apologized. Eric, oh wait, yeah. Eric, okay.
Huh. Yeah. You have the greatest answer there, because now I'm trying to remember which other Marvel stuff he was in. I'm gonna.
Let me help you out with that. None.
Yeah. That was quick.
All right. Let's do No Country for Old Men.
Okay. Joe.
I'm going to go with The Goonies.
Really? Nobody said True Grit?
I'm sorry. That was unfair of me, now that I look at it, to say he wasn't in any other Marvel movies, but I don't think you would have pulled out this title. The number one movie for Josh Brolin is Avengers Age of Ultron.
I was almost going to say that, and you said
he's in the credits. Yeah.
Not your fault.
Number two, though, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey.
Yeah, so that's worth 2 points for Alex. And then three, strangely enough, Men in Black 3.
I
I didn't hate that movie. Where he does a great young Tommy Lee Jones.
He does a good Tommy Lee Jones.
He does it really well. He's really good. I like Josh Brolin when he's on SNL, too. I think he's like much funnier than... He plays too many dramatic roles, in my opinion. Master Panakeku is what I like to call... I like to call Master Pancake.
That kind of surprised me. My bubble clenched a little bit because of Josh Brolin's...
Great scene in that movie that Wes Anderson, Paul Thomas Anderson, Inherent Vice. He just screams Moto Panakeku because he fucking loves Japanese pancakes. Is that what that is?
I didn't know that was a thing till that movie.
It's very weird. All right, so Joe ends up with 1 point, Alex with 2 points, and our winner of this game is Eric with 3 points. You done did it, dude.
It's all downhill from here, Doug.
What's that?
All downhill from here.
All right, well, we'll see how you do our final challenge, final game. But first... Oh, no.
But first, a mop.
More glasses down. Is it okay? Is everybody all right? Okay. Phew. I feel like somebody puked during this show one time. No.
Was it me?
No.
No.
I definitely remember that. Let's play the tiebreaker that I wrote just because it's fun to play the ones that I wrote down anyway.
Okay.
Because there was a theme and everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you start us off. Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to say Team America. definitely not the Great Wall. Let's go.
I do wonder where Team America falls because I'm sure that they don't list him on Box Office Mojo, but yeah. I bet you it would also be up there as one of his best movies.
Yeah.
Even though it's not him.
Yeah.
It's just Trey Parker going,
Matt Damon.
I'm Matt Damon.
Yeah.
It's pretty goddamn funny.
Let's do The Bourne Identity.
Keeps getting funnier, too, because Matt Damon continues to be more and more respected.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's just more funny that, like, you know, it's like if there was a movie where somebody's like, I'm Gene Hackman. It's like, holy fuck, that guy was amazing his whole life.
Yeah.
And there was this one movie where they treated him that way. I mean, he's, you know, Matt Damon's such a great comedian in that one movie. That hilarious comedy, The Martian. So what did you say, Eric?
I said the Bourne Identity.
Okay. What do you say, Joe?
I'm going to say The Bourne Supremacy.
Oh, okay. Alex?
Ocean's 11?
coming in at number one, Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Titular role. and at number two, this one's hilarious. The Bourne Ultimatum.
I knew it. I couldn't remember which one was two and which one was three.
I actually had the Bourne Ultimatum in my head, but then I'm like, wait a minute, is that the Jeremy Renner one?
No, that's I didn't Legacy.
Legacy, okay, good.
Yeah, you know your Bournes. but coming in at number three, and you know, the extra point doesn't mean anything, but it is Ocean's 11.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, so
a tie maker, if only.
Good pull on that one. Ooh. Would I like a software update later? Remind me later. I have to do that 3 or 4 times a day because I do not want to update.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Updates always lead to bad things.
Always.
Let's just leave it where it's at.
Age of Ultron, perfect example.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not letting my smartphone get any smarter.
Hell
I'm keeping it right where it's at. Fuck you, I'm not going to update you. The technology does not need to move any further. I can make calls and look at porn. I'm good. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Woo! This, of course, is a game where we get an actor, actress, or maybe multiple ones from suggestions in the crowd and then take turns saying movies that they were in. And when you can't think of one, you're out. But
you can use your name tag as a lifeline one time. And I recommend using it early.
Noted.
You know, that's just my advice. No one wrote to me on Twitter today saying I have the perfect name. Well, you're probably muted on Twitter then. What's your name on Twitter?
I hear Ramona Singh.
That sounds familiar. I hear Ramona Singh. What is that in reference to?
Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim, okay.
Not the song, the movie. I appreciate that.
Ramona, yeah, I like it. Okay, and what's your suggestion?
Robert De Niro.
Okay, he was great in Scott Pilgrim. I totally thought that's where we were headed, somebody from Scott Pilgrim. Lots of people to choose from. But Robert De Niro, holy shit, it's like we don't really need to get a second name with De Niro, but I also love the confusion that it brings.
Yes.
So somebody over here's got one.
Nicolas Cage?
Nick Cage? Holy shit.
Jesus.
Cancel whatever's happening here later tonight.
I guess I'm not going to any other movies today.
Yeah, my daughter will have a birthday next year.
All right, so that's what we're doing, is the films of De Niro and Cage.
Wow, oh my God. Oh my God.
One of the greatest actors, one of our greatest living actors versus one of our greatest living hams.
You can't talk about De Niro like that.
What, name a time when De Niro's been hammy. Did you really just raise your hand?
Well, I don't want to go out of turn. It's going to give away a title.
Oh, that's a good
point. Is this your,
this is a bad time to discuss discuss his movies.
But I'll go first
by title. No, we got to, who gets to go first? Who won that last game?
Eric goes first.
Eric, okay. So, and then we'll switch the order around, and I like to play along, so it's going to go Eric, Alex, me, Joe. Right?
Nailed it.
Thanks. It's so good to have sober people on the show. It can help guide me through it. Okay, so Eric gets to go first. The films of De Niro and Cage.
Face Off.
Face / Off.
Yep.
Full title.
It's one word.
I have to mime it too. Face Off.
Okay. Joe.
No.
Alex.
I'm going to say Raging Bull.
Oh, he just died.
Yeah. He did, this
week.
Yeah,
Jake LaMotta just passed, 91 years old. It's not a safe time to be a 9-year-old. I don't even know if that's right.
He had a fiance, which seems ambitious. I stole that joke from somebody, but
and probably no money. Like, what was she doing?
I don't know.
There's no gold digging going on with a 91-year-old who, like, you know, in the movie Raging Bull, he destroys his own prize belt to take the jewels off of it to sell them at a pawn shop.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's rolling in it.
Mm. Maybe they were in love. Is it naive to say that?
I think it very well might be naive to say that. I'm going to go with what I feel. You know, you can argue the merits of these guys' careers as much as you want, but to me, the turning point for one of these gentlemen in becoming somebody I was less interested in was when he appeared in a motion picture called Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. Because he became comedy guy after that. He's very funny in all of his dramatic roles. He's always been hilarious. But then now, once you're comedy guy, then he has to be in shitty comedies. Oh, that's a clue for the next answer. Alex?
It's not me.
Yeah, it's me.
You know what? Just for fun, I'm gonna get it wrong every time. Because that won't get old. Joe?
I can think of two movies where he's a ham, but one's dramatic and one's comedic. But I'll go with the comedic one that I immediately thought of, which was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, but
You know he was asked to play a cartoon character.
You asked for a hammy performance.
Okay, you win. I don't think that's the name of that movie either.
Is it not? I think it is.
I think there's more words than just Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh.
Hey, come on. Did I ask you?
I just had a moment
of
inspiration.
That's not how this works.
I don't know where it came from, but
really?
I was just inspired to say.
It just popped into your head?
Yeah. The what? Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, it's
Sorry,
Rocky
no,
and
it's the misadventures. I don't care what it is. All right, Eric.
I'll take your cue, Doug, and go meet the Fockers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Do you see the shit that's happening next to me right now? He's making notes. Does this happen?
Oh, no. He got the idea from Sam Levine because...
Oh, does he?
Because Sam thinks I'm better at the game and he's better at the game and anyone's better at the game if you're writing them down.
Oh, am I cheating right now?
Which I sort of get, but also if you ask me what ones have been said already, I don't mind reminding you. I'm just writing them down because I'll never be able to keep track if I don't.
Yeah.
And also, I can't win anyway. I'm just playing for fun. Yes, I do see what's going on right next to you. To answer your question.
It's just purely
Do you see what's going
type.
On in front of you? There's a room that is emptying. There's less people every time I glance over.
I guess we get to keep these prizes. All right.
Oh, shit. I want those pins.
Oh, yeah.
What's your answer, though, Alex?
Snake eyes.
Okay. I'm going to save that one for a little later, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I wouldn't whip it out. I wouldn't just whip it out right away like one would do with a...
No, please. Go on.
Oh, say it slowly.
I was so happy to say it. I have the funniest title ready to go, but I want to make sure I got it right. God damn it. Captain Morelli's mandolin?
Ooh, so close.
What is it?
Very close. Captain Forelli.
Corelli.
Captain Corelli's mandolin?
Yep.
I thought it was an M name to go with mandolin, but it's a C
no,
name
it's
to go with captain?
Yep.
Fuck. All right, I'm out.
Oh. You're going to go out over a letter?
Yeah, and you're about
you.
To, too, if you're not careful.
Oh, shit.
Exact titles only.
All right. Little Fockers.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of that one.
That's what it is.
Well, because it's the height of cleverness, so it's hard to... It's not as easy a title to remember as figures in a landscape.
Would you say Little Fockers, meh? Yeah, I would say that.
This guy's angling for my job.
Whose turn is it?
Mine, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. Hold me closer, taxi driver.
I'm going to go with Goodfellas.
Also one word.
With a capital in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's me. That's right. Sorry. Analyze this.
Well, that's a real softball to the next guy.
Get him out of the
Little
way.
Little analyzers.
Old analyzer.
Analyzer and hat. I'm actually going to go a different direction because I love this movie and want to bring it up. King of Comedy.
Yes. He's hilarious in that movie, and
yeah.
It's also a very, very much a drama and sad. Yeah.
Then I'm gonna say analyze that.
Yeah, there you go. Joe,
The Family Man.
Oh right.
Eric, let's do Bad Grandpa.
Let's not.
Bad Fockers.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Mm-hmm.
New York, New York.
Leaving Las Vegas.
This is fucking exciting. So many titles with city names in them.
Let's just get it out of the way now. The Wicker Man. There it is.
He's a little... He's super into titles with man in the title.
Yeah.
The Rock.
I'm noticing. Mm. And The. He likes titles, movies with The in the title.
There are so few of those.
National Treasure.
National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Oh, that's a scary one.
Is that the correct title, though?
I think it is.
Well, National we're missing...
Treasure. Oh! National Treasure yep. 2, Book of Secrets. That's...
It's got the number in there?
Yep.
Okay.
The Croods.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Kingsman doesn't have a 2 in it. Mm. It's just Kingsman colon the Golden Circle, which is what I call my colon.
Ew! Golden? Yeah, the Croods.
Yeah, exactly. What else?
I don't feel good about that one.
It was my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Raising Arizona.
It's interesting that one didn't get any applause just for the...
Well, that's because there's only 3 people left here.
Just for, just for the love of, you know, that movie, you know.
It's
sometimes when people say a great movie, the crowd claps. Not today.
Casino.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys know James Woods is in that, right? Yeah, didn't mean to bum you out.
Cape Fear.
Yes. Mm.
That's the other hammy performance, by the way. It's great.
But it's but yeah, it's really good.
It is over the top, but it's awesome.
Yeah, but it fits the tone of the, I mean, the direction and the music and everything. All of it's so over the top that it's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah. We haven't said Con Air yet, right? I don't think we have.
No, we haven't. Yeah.
That gets a clap.
Yeah.
See, you guys are
raising
Arizona. You guys are crazy.
Damn it, I had... That threw me. The fact that we're clapping for Con Air really threw me. I gotta be honest. Knowing? I should have saved that one, but...
Yeah, that's a good one to save because people aren't going to remember it.
Frankenstein.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. De Niro.
Yeah, you need to do a little work on that one.
Yeah.
No,
I'm pretty sure it's just Frankenstein.
Do you want to take it back?
It's Frankenstein 2, Wait, don't Book say... of Secrets.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something real and not a joke. Shut up. Do you want your lifeline to help you with it? Or?
Well, if you guys are certain, I feel like that is the actual of that movie. But if I'm not right, then I will go with a different movie.
Yeah.
Stardust.
That's worth one woo. Yeah,
that's about right. That's it gets one woo.
Is that the thing with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's Matthew Vaughn who did The Kingsman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
it's
think
really
that's
good.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. It's really good.
It's
Do
fun.
You disagree or you haven't seen it?
I didn't care for it, but
okay.
It's okay. Meh.
I'll go ahead and take yours. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
That goddamn possessive. It's Women Filmmakers Month, so Mary Shelley deserves the props. I mean, she always deserves it, but you know what I mean. Who's up?
I'm going to say Left Behind. The remake. No, sir.
There's a movie for everybody. And he's that everybody.
Jackie Brown.
Nice.
Yeah. De Niro doing bong rips.
I'm going to go with Moonstruck.
We were right about this going to take forever.
For the hell of it, I'm actually going to go to my lifeline.
Yeah, I think it's a smart move at this point.
Zach to the Future, hit me.
The Godfather Part 2.
The Godfather Part 2, okay. Yes. I actually knew that one, so that was not helpful, but you said it. Take it off the board. Thank you.
Part 2.
Heat.
I'm going to do one that's tied into one of your gift bag items. Nicolas Cage was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yeah.
Good call.
That's not in the bag.
Fantasia is...
Fantasia.
And yeah. Then he played Mickey in the movie.
Yeah, he played Mickey.
I just want people to know that the Nicolas Cage as Mickey Mouse is not in the bag. Don't get excited.
How about Mean Streets?
Okay. If you're going to play it like that. Pick old stuff out.
Grudge Match.
Yeah, see, that's fresh.
Not on Rotten Tomatoes.
Why would you...
Don't laugh at that.
Why would you why would you swallow that like you just, you know, you're in polite company and you
I'm
don't,
so
don't talk
ashamed
about...
of that joke. It's so dumb.
I'm going to go Midnight Run.
Yes.
Great one.
Love it. Also, he's very funny in that one. All right, Captain Corelli.
Have we said The Family Stone? Is that a real thing that Robert De Niro is in, or am I thinking of a totally different movie?
I mean, there's a movie called The Family Stone, but I don't think he's in it.
He's not in it.
I think it's... If there's a movie that's just like it, then I think
it's... Okay. Then I'm going to go with...
Wait, you can't just guess a bunch of... Hey, is he in this? Oh, no? Okay, how about this?
Fine, then I'm out.
Give us a real answer.
Do you want the real answer is The Intern.
Yes.
Righteous Kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Stolen, which was...
yes!
Which was the Nick Cage trying to do Taken.
Oh, man. I saw that.
I visited the set for that, so I'm sorry.
He's on the phone with his daughter. Next, you're going to be stolen.
Vampire's Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Best recitation of the alphabet in the history of cinema.
Sesame Street gang got shit on Nicolas Cage.
A, B, C.
Showtime.
Oh. That's got De Niro in it?
Yeah. And Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Yikes.
It was a real... That was a chore.
I got a Scorsese movie that De Niro isn't in, but Nick Cage is, Bringing Out the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. That's good.
Scorsese works with all the greats. Ving Rhames was in there. You got another one, Alex?
I'm not 100% on the title.
Oh, great.
Peggy Sue Gets Married?
Oh. Ooh. Wait, you want to try again?
Me and Peggy Sue Get Married?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Oh, shit. You're out.
That's fine.
Okay. Joe?
There's a freebie.
I'm going to go with Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yeah,
God
she did.
Fuck.
Yeah, she fucking did.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Mm-hmm. Another great James Woods movie.
Shark Tale. I might be out of De Niro's. I'm going through that one.
Brazil.
Brazil. Yep. Love it.
Season of the Witch.
It's a good one.
What's that?
It's a Nicolas Cage.
It's just called Season of the Witch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no fun.
They just took the subtitle of a Halloween movie and called it that?
The Weatherman.
Yes. I told you, like
the man movies.
The man.
Yeah.
Have we said Matchstick Men? All right, Matchstick Men.
I'm going to go Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He might have been as Nicholas Coppola when he did that in the credits, I think.
That is true.
Yeah.
And he had a unibrow.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I didn't know I should have named movies that they're in that I had seen.
That would have been a good strategy for me. It's a real oversight on my part.
Have we said Adaptation?
Uh-oh.
Bangkok Dangerous?
Good old Bang Dang. All right, I'll go to my lifeline.
We might have to continue this in another episode.
Seriously. I'm going to go to my lifeline on this one.
De Niro and Flawless.
Ooh.
All right. De Niro's and Flawless? Is that the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
We said Godfather Part 2, but I don't think we said The Godfather. Is he in it?
Because
he's not in it, so why would I say that? Why would anybody say that? I'm going to go ahead and go to Greg for my lifeline. Oh my God.
Firebirds?
Yes!
Firebirds.
Damn it! Not for me!
Fucking Firebirds. That was weird for like Nicolas Cage. He was pretty big at that point for him to be in like such a weird knockoff of Top Gun.
Have we said Honeymoon in Vegas?
Mm-mm. Mm. No, I made a vow to never say it.
There's a movie that's been sticking in my mind that I know the movie, but I'm not 100% on the title. But now I'm kind of at the end of my rope. It's a movie in which Nicolas Cage goes absolutely fucking bonkers.
Sure he did.
I narrow it down.
With Michael Biehn, I think it's called Rage, but I'm not 100% on that.
Sounds right
to
me.
It's called Rage.
You are correct.
Yeah? Cool.
You got a thumbs up.
Cool. I mean, can you imagine how angry people would get if it wasn't Rage?
Would they be enraged?
Have we said Leaving Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's think about this.
Yes, let's ponder.
I mean, just no, gonna no ponder hurry.
The
here
careers, finally the tribute they both have deserved. The films of De Niro and Cage.
Rumblefish.
Okay. Take that. That unlocked a door in my mind. Did it help you, Eric?
It did, and I think I'm
you think that's it?
If I give him one, can our two guys split the prize? Is that how that works?
If what happens?
I give him an answer, and then our two people we're playing for, if he wins, they split the prize.
No.
I didn't think so, but why not ask?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Hey, Alex Trebek, do I really have to form it as a question? Hey, I just did.
If I look it up on Google, can I send half my winnings to Google?
Can I look at my phone while I'm on Jeopardy? It's a game I'm trying to watch. It's not a sports event. Eric?
I think I'm out, man.
Tappy tap time. Yeah, I thought Rumblefish might have jarred... Don't, hang on, you guys. I think Rumblefish might have jarred some Valley Girl out of you, possibly, if you go back to that time period. But I think you guys did an excellent job with all three of you, and congratulations. But we're calling Joe Parsons the winner. lift him back up where he belongs. And I will never forget Captain Corelli's mandolin.
Morelli's. And pass down the name tags, the other two. I don't need yours because you won.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, pass that back to the gentleman who made it, and he can also come grab all of his prizes. There you go,
Greg,
Jake.
Did you write a shithead on it?
Congratulations. Yeah, and this one doesn't. This one doesn't have a shithead on the back. The MacLennan and me.
Yeah.
What? Who do you want me to call a shithead?
Anybody
I want?
Okay.
Fuck that up.
Okay.
Oh wow! It's very angry at you for messing that up. You should have never picked him in the first place. Because the people whose name tags you didn't pick aren't mad at you right now. Maybe they are.
Just on the inside.
I don't know. All right. Let's do some plugs. Joe Parsons, what's coming up? Where can people see you?
Master Pancake Theater is doing is making jokes during Star Trek the Motion Picture. We're doing a Choose Your Own Pancake night, which is an improvised movie mock that's happening on Tuesday. And then after that, we're doing a, I'm going to announce it anyway. We're doing a Harrison Ford-a-thon. Whoa.
And that's supposed to be a secret? That's a Douglas Movies exclusive?
That's a sklusy.
Okay, that would be really fun. His movie, because he's in lots of great movies, but they're all mockable.
They've all got moments.
He's always, you know, yelling at somebody.
He's always doing this.
Suddenly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finger of Doom, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Eric Vespi?
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vespi, and I'm going to be launching a podcast as well in the next month or two. That it's called Unproduced, and it looks at movies that were never made and kind of tells you what they were Ooh. Going to be in like a deep dive into why they didn't happen. So it's something I've been working on for about a year and a half. I think it's going to be really cool.
How many of those do you think there are?
A lot.
Like hundreds?
Hundreds.
Spoiler alert, it's always money.
At what point in the series will you tackle Kevin Smith's Superman?
Yeah.
Probably not very early.
No, that's not an exciting one to you? Yeah.
I was going to say that one for
Everybody
Nicolas
knows
Cage.
About that one.
Yeah, I was going to say that for Nicolas Cage, that documentary, he is technically in it. But I couldn't think
What's
of the title.
What's the documentary called?
The Death of Superman Lives. Yeah. Shit, now I know all this stuff.
There you go.
Oh, colon, the greatest movie never made? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, so I would have fucked it up anyway.
Well, me too. Me too. I couldn't remember the first part of the colon.
Well, we look forward to checking that out. And you write under the name Quint.
Yeah, on Ain't It Cool.
Ain't It Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you for doing this. And Alex, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
I feel really bad because the guy whose name tag I picked the last time I lost. So he's cursed or I'm cursed.
You just cannot win for that
we're
guy.
We're cursed together.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Yeah.
All right. You can't win for Zach.
Sorry, Zach.
Yeah. Oh, that's Mark Wahlberg instead of Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. Just okay. Pasted right on the front.
Yeah. Pasted right on there. Thanks to all my guests for being here. Joe Parsons, Eric Vespi, and Alex Diamond. Oh, shit. Somehow this didn't end up in the prize bag. Just hold the bag open. Yeah, I want to toss it in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I like to toss things in.
Oh.
It was rubber. It didn't hurt anybody. And thank you to Fantastic Fest and to the Highball and everybody in Austin, Texas. I always have a good time here. And as always... Eric Vespi is a shithead.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, how dare you lose for that guy? And having to wait until 2019 for Game of Thrones is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug.